on-deck business loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Approval in as quickly as 2 hours. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Welcome to Dwayne's World. This is Tom Morris filling in for the great Dwayne Russell. And I come to you from the City of Churches this afternoon. It's Adelaide. It's an amazing place. And Gather Round is in full swing. We're bringing today's show to you from Adelaide, where the football world has gathered for all 9 games at this weekend. And it began last night with Melbourne silencing the hometown Crows by 15 points. And I tell you what, if you'd offered Melbourne 2 wins in 5 days on the road trip, they would have absolutely been stoked with that against Port last week and the Crows last night. And so the Demons go back home with a pep in their step and momentum ahead of Thursday night's game against Brisbane at the MCG. Who would have thought that after their loss against Sydney earlier in the year? The only negative perhaps is Cozzy Pickett, whose high bump on Jake Soligo, I believe, will see him offered a week by the MRO. I'll explain why soon. But what are your thoughts? Does Cozzy Pickett deserve a suspension? And if so, for how long? The 40 Winks temper text is 0433 98 11 16. The all-new Temper Pro, Temper's most adaptive mattress ever, is here. Temper, a mattress like no other. And SEN Afternoons, of course, is here for on-deck business loans, funding possible the same business day. And the Werribee Kia open line. Well, Dwayne Russell says you call, you get on. I'm not going to change that winning formula now. 1-300-736-736. That's 1-300-736-736. The Werribee Kia always make buying cars easy. And then there's Adelaide. The Crows. 0-4 for the first time since 2020. Staring down a 7th straight season outside of finals. Re-signing Matthew Nix for a further 2 seasons may seem premature, but the exit clauses involved in contracts mean Adelaide could make a call whenever they please. Clubs can sack coaches whenever they want now, maybe aside from West Coast with Adam Simpson. And I'm not saying that time is now, but another month of poor footy, that could lead to Brett Ratton 2.0. Imagine that. What are you looking forward to this weekend? What games are you looking forward to? What did you think of last night? You call, you get on. That's 1-300-736-736. A huge Barclay Smokehouse menu. Ask for grandmother ham at your local deli. Nick Geishan, who's a high-profile player manager, he'll join me soon in the studio here in Adelaide. Bryce Gibbs will have a chat to us as well. Will Faulkner from Fox Sports will talk about a big story that he broke yesterday. And Dan Hannanbury will analyse everything that he saw last night and also look ahead to a big weekend. But there's a few calls coming in for Cozzy Pickett. Make sure they keep coming. 1-300-736-736. Baz and Coburg, welcome to you.
Good afternoon, Tommy, mate. Just regarding Cozzy Pickett, he deserves a week because he's got prior history. He's done it twice before yesterday to Paddy Cripps last year in the final and to Bailey Smith from the Western Bulldogs. I don't know why. He's done it 3 times now when he jumps straight at the head, and he deserves a week this time, but I seriously believe that if he does it again, you know, I think they should look further into it because it can't happen all the time with him, mate.
Yeah, no, not your worst call. I think he's got it in his game, doesn't he? And even Alan Richardson knows that, and the club knows that. This is Alan Richardson, the Melbourne footy boss, when asked by Kane Corns a bit earlier in the year if he needs to have a discussion with Cozzy Pickett about those bumps.
We have, Kane, yeah. Certainly, Cozzy's still in at the David Nutt's Academy, so he comes under the tutelage of Mark Williams, and, you know, Mark Williams' connection, particularly with all players, but particularly with Indigenous boys, it's really strong. And we've spoken about that, definitely, that Coz at times in his want to put pressure on can lean more towards a bump than a smother or a tackle, and we're just trying to get the bump out of his gun.
So that's Alan Richardson on Sports Day a few weeks ago. The Demons have been aware of this. I mean, Cozzy Pickett, I think, was very lucky to only get 2 weeks for his bump on Bailey Smith last year. That could have knocked Bailey Smith out, and he would have got 4+, maybe even 5 or 6 under today's gradings. But there's a text coming through. You're grading Pickett's hit as medium impact. For me, it was definitely low. I think low impact is justified, but the potential to cause serious injury elevates it to medium. And what we've learned this year is the MRO has almost always upgraded it by 1. Liam Baker last week. Anytime a player doesn't get knocked out, it doesn't mean that the offender can't get a week. So I think last year, yeah, I think low's about right. But this year, based on what we know, I think it'll be medium impact, which is 1 week, because it'll be careless and high contact. Let's go to James in Brisbane. Wants to talk about Cozzy Pickett. He's the talk of the town. James, welcome to you.
Thanks, Tom, mate. I guess my point is more around, we've been on Jack Ginnivan all week, and Laura Kane said that he needs to change his game. I think it'd be good for her to come out and say that Cozzy Pickett needs to change his game. It's not the first time he's done this, and he seems to be an offender that does it, you know, annually, biannually. It just needs to change his game.
Yeah, James, do you think the difference is that Cozzy Pickett, the AFL would hope that the deterrent for Cozzy Pickett is a suspension, whereas they're not going to suspend Jack Ginnivan for ducking or lifting his shoulders. So the only way they can get a message across is by saying it publicly. Do you think there's a discrepancy between the two?
Oh, man, I do, in the sense that we publicly vilify Jack Ginnivan over and over and over. And, you know, Cozzy Pickett, we sort of say, oh, that was no good, move on. He's had a week off and it sort of fades away. I think there needs to be a bit more of a public stance with it, that if we're going to protect the head, you know, yep, we need to come out and say that we're going to protect the head, and this is not on, and here's 2 weeks. You're an offender that does it, you know, twice a year. Change your game. We're telling Jack to change his game. Why can't we tell Cozzy?
Yeah, not your worst call, James. Don't mind it. Thanks for that. Appreciate your thoughts. As always, 1-300-736-736 is the Werribee Kia open line. A message here: careless, low and high, which would be a fine, a week because of prior history, isn't taken into account. That's correct. What Cozzy Pickett's done in the past has no impact on what the MRO will grade this. I just think the potential to cause serious injury will elevate it from low to medium. Let's take another one on Cozzy Pickett here. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Hi, Aaron, Tom, how are you?
G'day. Yes, good. How are you?
Good, mate. Also, great to hear you back on the airwaves too, mate. It's a pleasure listening to you.
Thank you, mate. It's good to be with you.
No worries. On the Cozzy Pickett thing, I'm angry this morning. And I know that we say that we can't take into account his prior history, but I'd give him 3 weeks. And
three?
The reason, yeah, I'd give him three, and I'll tell you why. Because if we keep letting him off with a fine here or that, he's not going to stop until he does some serious damage to somebody, whether he intends to or not. He got lucky the first time, he got lucky the second time, and last night, this is a third occasion. There's no reason for him to, I think at this point, for him to want to change this action until he seriously hurts somebody. And I'd give him three. It'll stop. You can't do what he's doing and continually get away with it. The first time I gave him a bit of a leeway on it. The second time I was actually like, oh, you haven't learned anything. And now after seeing what happened last night, I was like, you either haven't learned anything or you don't care. And he's going to put somebody seriously in the hospital. And this is not an action that we want to see. So I'd give him three.
Appreciate your call. Thank you. I think there's probably a fair few text messages saying the same thing this morning. The thing with Cozzy Pickett is he plays on that edge we talk about. He plays on that line. And that's part of the reason he is such a good player, because a bit like Byron Pickett, of course, who he's related to, he scares the opposition. He hits them hard. He tackles to hurt. But if it means he misses a grand final or a final or a big game, or if he does seriously injure someone because he elected to bump and not tackle or smother, then that hurts the team as well. So it really is a fine balance. Let's take another one here. Fog on the road wants to talk about Cozzy. Does he deserve a week, Fog? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I think at least it's a week. I'm a D's man, as you probably know. He does have a bad history of doing it. And he didn't really try and smother. He sort of put his arms up, and then it was like almost a reflex action. You could see he moved his elbow, and then halfway through, you could tell he's like, oh, no, that was wrong. But yeah, he's got it. If anyone's checked in on Maynard to Seth, he's okay. All the Pies fans seem to be comparing this to Maynard.
Yeah, well, I understand that comparison, not from an impact perspective, clearly. Maynard hit Brayshaw a lot harder than what Cozzy hit Soligo, and Soligo got up and took his kick, and by all accounts, he's going okay now. So I can't imagine he'd be in any sort of shape that Angus Brayshaw was in and is in. But the careless nature of a smother, in this case a handball smother, that then becomes a brace and a bump is not too dissimilar. So I think there is a comparison to an extent, not in terms of impact, but in terms of the action. A text message coming through here, give him six. A preemptive suspension, Tom. These callers have lost the plot. I don't think that's the case. I love the callers. 1-300-736-736. The Werribee Care open line. 3 weeks. It's not going to be three. I can't see it being anything different to one. I'd love to talk about the footy as well. I'd love to talk about the game itself. Dan Hannanbury will help analyse that a little bit later on. Let's have a listen to what Simon Goodwin said on Cozzy Pickett's bump on Jake Soligo after the match.
Oh, look, you know, he puts enormous pressure on. He tries to intercept the ball. That's his game. He's modified a lot of what he's done, you know, previously. I don't see that in his game much at all anymore. So, you know, tonight's a little bit different. I think, we'll see how it plays out. It's pretty light.
Pretty light. Those last two words are very interesting. Pretty light. Yes, it was pretty light, but the potential to cause serious injury can easily elevate it from low to medium. Hey, I see Nick Geeshan outside the studio. He's the manager for Harley Reid, Harry Sheezel, Clayton Oliver, and that man I was speaking about before, Jake Soligo. He's from Connor Sports Management. He'll join us after the break. This is Midday Madness for workload at Carrum Downs and Pakenham. Workwear for wherever you work. Stay with us.